read about the woes. We could read about the rumors of war and the suffering. We're not going to do that tonight. We're going to begin in verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. I wonder how many times we have heard those scriptures. I wonder how many times we have heard those words on our ears. And yet sometime, beloved brothers and sisters, there is coming a day when this will be reality and we will look forward to it no more. It will be here and now, and the time of choice is over. It is done. The sun is going to begin to lose its brightness. And I don't know where you and I will be. I don't know what we will be engaged in activity at that time. But I can imagine the sun losing its strength. And it's getting dark out there. And what's going on? People begin to wonder. And the heavens, the moon is not going to be giving her strength. And the stars are going to fall. And then it says in multiple places it talks about the trumpet. Oh, I wonder how that's going to sound. We're going to turn to Revelation chapter 6 and verse 12. There is a lot of things about Revelations that I do not understand. But there are some things that are very, very clear. There are some scenes that are very clear. This is one of them. Revelation chapter 6, verse 12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair. And the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell into the earth. Even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. Does this sound familiar? The last day. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth and their great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bond man and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us. And hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Behold the goodness and severity of God. Somehow we like to recite, I think, somewhat erroneously. But I think there's truth in it. God loves the sinner but hates the sin. But I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, today, there will come a day when the wrath of the Lamb will be poured upon the sinner and not the sin. You will face, if you die a sinner, you will face the wrath of the Lamb like you've never experienced wrath in all your entire life. There is a day of wrath coming that will be poured out, not trickled out, not just a little bit, but poured out without mixture. And you will feel wrath like you've never known wrath. And you will try to hide. You cannot hide. His all-piercing eye will find you and bring you into judgment for the sin that you kept in your heart, even though he gave you an invitation and you despised it. Tonight, it's not about what I want and what I can't have. Tonight, it's about a holy God that has given his Son to die for us, and we reject him. And brothers and sisters, tonight, I wish we could see the glorious holiness of God. And with the glorious holiness of God, the love and the affection that he places upon us. Oh, brothers and sisters, I cannot behold the seriousness of the moment when you and I are facing the great white throne. And the books will be opened. And it's going to be you and Almighty God. Earth has fled away. The Corvette. The rock and country music. The nightlife of Nashville. The business empire. The commerce. All of it has fled away. And all that was important is over. And it is a moment of eternal destiny. Heaven or hell. Heaven or hell. That moment will be reality one day. You will not escape it. It says clearly. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. I don't care how hard man tries to make it to where they cannot rise out of their grave. I've heard many stories. Being in concrete, being laid in concrete, and bands wrapped around it. All kinds of imaginary tales of how I'm going to escape the judgment day. There's a sign in Brooksville, Kentucky, on the highest part of Alpine Hill. There is a monument. Here is laid this person. For this is the high, this is the closest place he'll ever get to God, he said. Death and hell gave up the dead which were in them. The sea gave up the dead. All those poor souls, those immigrants that were coming from Europe, that got sick on the boat and died over the edge of the boat. All the army personnel that were en route. Osama bin Laden, who was put into the sea. The cremated ashes that were cast into the sea. Death and hell gave up the dead which were in them. Gave it up. You will be there. You will be before God alone. And you will be judged by what you did. And if you are hiding things tonight, there's an all-seeing God who knows exactly what you are doing and where you're at. You are not hiding a thing. Every single bit of it is being recorded. Bless God, those confessions are being recorded. Those repentances are being recorded. Those altar calls are being recorded. There's a book of life, and you will be judged by your works. Those times you went back and apologized and made things right, it's being recorded. Bless God. He is a fair and just God. Everything will be perfectly fair at that judgment day. But you can be a most wonderful plain Christian. And if you are hiding sin, you will be judged by what you did. Not by your profession. Not by what you said. Not by how you acted. But what you did. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Of how much sorer punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Tonight, the fact that we have enlightenment, and we know that God gave the tremendous sacrifice of His Son Jesus. And we do not refuse. We do not respond. We refuse to respond. We refuse to turn our hearts toward Him. We are trodding underfoot the Son of God. I want to tell you tonight, souls, if you are hiding sin in your heart, if you are not responding to God's call in your life, and you end up in hell, it is because you chose to be there. And I have heard people say that it is not a just God that will make an eternal damnation. Brothers and sisters, when you know the sacrifice that was given for your soul and you reject it, your eternal damnation is completely just. You know what to do tonight. You know how to escape it. But you resist. Your damnation is just.